Good morning, everybody. A lot to react to over the weekend. What a crazy weekend. It was, again, let me stress, I love what I do, and I'm very lucky to be doing what I'm doing, but man, it was hell week. A lot of stuff going on. The NFL draft is in the books. We're going to talk about that. Nashville SC, they keep giving up late leads.
Water is wet, John.
Yes, the sky is blue, and Nashville SC will draw. We'll talk about the college baseball over the weekend, but of course, Pat, and by the way, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, John. Doing well, like you was bouncing around all weekend.
My gosh, trying
to figure out what I wanted to watch. That was the issue, quite frankly.
You know, it's funny. They talk about, like, that time, usually around mid-October, heading towards Halloween, where, like, football, college and pro football is well underway. You got the baseball postseason, hockey starts, NBA starts, college basketball right around the corner. You know, they talk about that being the best time of the sports calendar, but I don't know, man. You know, this time of year, it's spring, the weather's getting nice. We just had the Masters, just had the NFL draft. Baseball is up and running, NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. This is a damn good time of year. Oh, by the way, the Kentucky Derby's coming up this Saturday. My God. We got a lot going on, but we obviously got to start with the Predators, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around what I saw yesterday. I was in the building at Bridgestone Arena. Crowd was great. Been a while since I had covered a home playoff game for the Preds. And I, you know, at the start of the game, I started getting 2017 vibes, right? I mean, it's 3-1. It's under 3 minutes to play. Everything's under control. The crowd is dancing. They're partying. They're chanting. They're ready to just explode on Broadway and party their asses off. Tie series. Here we go. It's best of three now. We got the momentum back after losing a tough game on Friday. And then it just all went to you know what. They pull the goalie. Tockett pulls the goalie. Right. Besser scores 3-2. And you're thinking, all right. Okay. We still got this. We're good. We're just going to bleed the clock. They're probably going to pull the goaltender again. We'll play some good defense. We'll get an empty netter, which they should have gotten.
Please, nobody panic.
Nobody panic. Nothing to see here. Colton Sissons has a wide-open net because there's no goaltender there because they pulled the goalie for a 6-on-5, and he hits the post on a backhand shot that would have put it away. And right then and there, you knew. Back come the Vancouver Canucks, another 6-on-5, another goal by Besser, 3-3 with 6.2 seconds left in regulation. We went from a sure victory in a tie series to now, holy bleep, we're going to overtime. They go to overtime. A minute and 2 seconds later, Elias Lindholm breaks Smashville's heart. Vancouver wins. They're up 3-1. And they have a chance to close out the series on home ice tomorrow night. And the thing about it is, you look at this series, Patton, and it's the Predators that could easily be up 3-1. They were the better teams in three out of the four games. And the one game that they weren't the better team, they won. So help me, man. You're smarter than I am. You went to the Austin Peay State University. What the hell are we watching here? What did we see yesterday, and what the hell are we seeing in this series? This is a weird series. And before you answer, I know I'm rambling on here, but, I mean, that's hockey, bro. Because, and Steve and I were talking about it yesterday, and he brought up this point, and he's 100% right. I give him full credit for this. Because hockey coaches always talk about, if we just get to our game, and we just play our style, and we dictate the tempo, more often than not, we're going to get the result that we want. But that doesn't work in the playoffs. It's about, did you win or did you lose? As well as the Preds have played in this series. And they played well, and they've gotten a little bit better each game. They're down 3-1 when they could, maybe, dare I say, should be up 3-1.
Well, John, you stole the words right out of my mouth. It's hockey and it's playoff hockey. That's really the only explanation for any of the four games we've had so far. And to your point about Colton Sissons, after that miss, I don't know if I necessarily threw the towel in, but I started to hide my head.
You kind of knew.
Yeah, started to hide my head under the covers, and this is not going to go well. And of
you
course,
just know. We've all been there.
Right, and of course it didn't. And the last goal, I just thought the Preds got stretched a little too far, John. Really, in those final 10 seconds, you should have all six guys, including UC Soros, in front of the net, holding on for dear life.
Right.
And you look back at that goal, they're all sprawled out across the ice.
Yeah,
no
one
one's
dude,
really...
Yeah, one dude fell, and it was like, so now it's a 6-on-4.
Really was. It was a cluster bleep, and all hell breaks loose, John. And I... what can you say, and how can you console Preds fans and Preds players? Because to your point, they played well this series, but here they are, 3-1 down. They're 60 minutes away from being eliminated from the postseason, and they played so very well, but doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You haven't taken your moments when you've had your moments. You haven't taken them when you've needed to, and when you're up 3-1 with less than 3 minutes to go in the third period, I don't care how you do it. You gotta get out of there.
You gotta close the deal. And so now here we are on the brink of elimination. It's just I walked out of that building, I was stunned.
Yeah.
Like I was like, you know, we were waiting to cross to go to the garage, and I saw Lindsay Rowley, and she had like this just stunned look on her face, and she was looking down at her phone, and I tapped her on the shoulder just to say hello to her, and she was like, Oh hey, you know. I think that's how we all were. It was just kinda like, the hell was that? But you know, and even Rick Tocchet, the Vancouver Canucks head coach, he had a kind of look on his face like, man, we're up 3-1, but I mean, he kind of said it afterwards. He's like, we're happy with where we are, but we got a lot of work to do. I mean, that's their third different goaltender they started. You can't make that up.
Nope.
Your starting goaltender gets hurt, backup comes in, doesn't look good in game two, played great in game three. He was my first star in the game. You know, because the Preds put 30 or 31 shots on him. And, I mean, game three is a perfect example, right? 31 shots to 12. But special teams was the story of that game, right? The 2-1 game. Because Preds went 0 for 5 on the power play. And the two goals that Vancouver got were on the power play. And other than that, I mean, the Preds outplayed him. But they lost.
Right. Two games at home. And that was... If we kind of go back to what we said on Friday, you played two really good games on the road. You split one. You would have loved to have both of them, but you won't mind it. Exactly. And you head into game three saying, we're at home and we're playing good hockey. And really, we've outplayed our opponent. I thought they would at least get one this weekend, John. I didn't see a way they
never in my wildest dreams did I think Vancouver was going to come in and win both games here in Nashville.
Not at all. And that's just kind of how it falls. And it's unfortunate, John, because you kind of see what the fan reaction is after that game and what this season has been. It's been so good. It's been good for really a lot of this season, and a lot of this series has been really, really well from the Preds. But I think we might get some revisionist history on how this season has been. I've seen a lot of disgruntled with how these past couple of games have been. You'd hate for it to overshadow what they've done, but... Can you blame them? I mean, you want to win it. You've played so very well, and you're going to throw it away in the first round.
Well, I mean, if you look big picture, you know, were the Preds necessarily supposed to be here in the first place?
Right.
You know, they were supposed to be like a fringe playoff team. They get in. They had that great 18-game point streak, you know, when it looked like they were floundering, that really jump-started their season. That streak is the reason why they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, they're a developing team. You know, they're a team that's, it's still, in my mind, a rebuilding team. They're slightly ahead of schedule. But, yeah, you're right. I can understand the fans. Once you get there, you want to win.
Right.
Right?
And expectations, I would say, were raised a little bit after the two in Vancouver. And
right.
To have you come back home. And
They were expected to come home and take care of business and at least get one. And I thought they were going to win both. I thought for sure.
Right.
We were going back to, I thought the Preds were going to be up 3-1 heading back to Vancouver tomorrow night.
Yeah, and they responded to their credit. I mean, you have a feeling if you let one get away in game three and you come out in game number four knowing you need it. So, I mean, there's that level of pressure and desperation, but they responded. I mean, you're 3-1 up with less than 3 minutes to go, and you look like you've done your job. You right. look like you split at home
right.
and made it a three-game series.
Disappointing
like
loss
said.
In game three, but you bounce back, and now, like you said, tie series 2-2. It's a best of three. Let's go.
Right. In all sports, at some point are fine margins where a one little bounce here, one little bounce there, and that's the series. But I think this series has been the epitome of that in all sense. All four games have had that little bounce that have gone either way's team and or either team's way, and that's kind of where we sit right now at 3-1.
Well, and let's give the other team some credit too. Yep. I mean, you know, for them to start a third different goaltender, I think they're only like the fourth team in NHL history to start three playoff games in a series with three different starting goaltenders or something like that. Steve has all those stats, man. I don't know where he gets that crap from, man. He's so into analytics and stats. I mean, God bless him for it, because I'm old and crusty at this point. I'm like, hey, did you win or did you lose? Right? But, you know, and Brock Besser, that guy is a horse. He's a 40-goal scorer during the regular season, and he's a relentless guy. But, again, just reading Rick Tocchet's body language in his press conference yesterday, he was just like, man. It's kind of like, we're up 3-1, but, man, I'm not quite sure how we're up 3-1.
Don't get me wrong. I love the we're up 3-1.
I'll take it. I'll take it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, so that's a feather in their cap to like, hey, guys, we haven't even played our best game yet, and we're up 3-1, and we're heading home with a chance to close it out on home ice. And then reading Bruno's body language, he kept saying it, and the players kept saying it, too, in the locker room. It was like, we like the way we're playing. We like our game. Like, we're playing the way we want to play. We're just, you know, we're not getting the results. So,
and that, to me, John, is sometimes the hardest to swallow as a fan when you've played so good.
I've been there.
You really should be doing more, but because you can't do anything. I mean, what else?
It's such a helpless feeling as a fan, isn't it?
You're just kind of sitting there saying, we're helpless. The tide takes us is where we're going, and that's kind of where the Preds sit right now.
It's funny. You mentioned the crowd, because I guess there were some rumblings. Did you hear this? Like a lot of people thought the crowd on Friday night was not very very good or supportive. They were great yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, before the opening faceoff, I thought they were great. You know,
shout out Will Levis.
Will Levis was like kissing catfish and drinking beer out of a catfish, and LaJuan held up his daughter, who was slamming water.
Water, yes.
I hope that was water and not vodka. And, you know, and he held her up. Yeah. Boy, Levis went over a lot of people yesterday.
I bet.
There was a lot of people retweeting what he was doing. Like, that's my quarterback.
Cushenberry was snapping it to him. Nice, valuable reps at the
there you go.
At the press
Gotta
game.
Get that timing down. Yep. So, yeah, so. Levis is a crazy dude, man. He's a little wacky. I like him though. I like him. And it was a great atmosphere, I thought. So I don't know, man.
Good.
I mean, would it shock me if they went up to Vancouver and won tomorrow night? No, it would not. They've already done it. And then you win that, you're coming back for game 6 back home. Place is going to be bananas. You win that, and now you got game 7 and all the pressure's on Vancouver.
Yeah.
And anything can happen in a game 7. Game 7s are weird. Weird crap happens in Game 7. So, you know, is this series over? I mean, technically no. Probably yes. But, you know, well, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
It's hard to envision it, to be quite honest, John. And most of that has to do with how much better can they play to win 3 more in a row, John? I know.
That's a tall ask.
Just the way this series is gone, it's hard not to see Vancouver winning tomorrow night. I just see this one getting closed out. I think they know that they're maybe a little bit lucky to be where they are, and I think they're going to take advantage. That's something you want every team to do. Hey, we're a little lucky to be here, but how about we take advantage of where we are? And I think
we're here. Might as well win the damn thing. You know, let's see how far we can go. So my Rangers move on. They sweep the Capitals. Very pleased about that. Probably have Carolina in round 2, which is going to be a biatch. Maybe the Islanders can, you know, circle the wagons. I mean, that's not going to be a picnic either. But how about Jalen Brunson for my Knicks yesterday? Talk to me, man. Come on. Come on.
Well,
I know your team is struggling.
Oh gosh, we'll get to that later. But
47 points sets the breaks Bernard King's all time playoff in game record for a New York Knicks. He has been absolutely great. The
New York took over.
The Knicks are banged up. We had Knicks fans in Philly talking smack. You know, and
usually that results in arrest and a domestic assault.
Dude, that is not. You know, that is not. You talk about oil and water, Philly fan and New York fan, bro. Okay? I'm a New York fan across the board, and I actually started off as a 76er fan when I was little because of Dr. J, and then I came to my senses, and, you know, after he won the championship, I switched to the Knicks. That's the only time I've ever switched teams.
Joel Embiid, I'm sure, will be able to vacation in the entire state of New York and in the city of New York with some of his antics. He did it again yesterday, elbowing Jalen Brunson.
He's a dirty player. He's a great player. He's a dirty player. He is like Draymond Green level almost.
Yeah.
He's dirty.
And I don't even know if there's some stuff that Draymond Green would do compared to what Joel Embiid has done. So,
yeah.
That series has been fun. It's been dramatic in all sense. But New York's,
you know, it's a throwback. You missed it in the 90s. That's what 90s NBA playoff basketball was like.
Yeah.
Physical. A little dirty, a lot of, you know, ish talking back and forth, a lot of elbows, a lot of, you know.
The dark arts.
What I love about Brunson is, you know, Embiid's a foot taller than him, but he's not taking any crap from him. He'll get right in his face. Man, I love Brunson. I'm going to go on Fanatics today and order my Knicks. You know, I'm 53 years old. I don't need to be wearing another man's name on the back of my shirt, but I'm going to get me a Jalen Brunson.
There are exceptions.
Real quick, let's just run down the NHL playoffs real quick. Avalanche beat the Jets 5-1. They're up in that series 3-1. We told you about the Canucks and Predators. Rangers sweep the Capitals. They're on to the second round. Oilers beat the Kings 1-0. Great game there. And Edmonton up in that series 3-1. All right, when we come back, Patton, let's talk some NFL draft. Let's talk about what the Titans did. The general's going to give his grade.
Yes.
On the Titans draft, everybody. Your phone calls throughout the morning, 615-844-5600. We want to hear from you, Preds fans. We also want to hear from Titans fans. How do you think your team did during the draft? Teresa Walker will join us at 1025. We're back after this, WNSR.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care. Attention business owners, WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. Do you have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olson. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to J.B. and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Reaction Monday for J.B. and the General at WNSR. Preds with an improbable loss. 4-3 in overtime last night to the Vancouver Canucks. They blew a 3-1 lead with under 3 minutes to play in the third period. They give up two extra attacker goals sandwiched between a missed empty netter by Colton Sissons, who was getting treatment after the game and was not made available to reporters.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, look, he missed a shot. I mean, you know, it's, what are you going to do?
Come on, Colin.
Colton.
Oops. Colin Smith.
NFL draft over the weekend, the Titans with seven picks. They had seven picks. They made all seven picks. No trades, no shenanigans as far as that goes. You know, we talked about J.C. Latham, the offensive tackle out of Alabama on Friday. He was their first round pick, seventh overall. They decide to stick and stay at seven and take their tackle and, look, he's a guy that's he's going to have a big off season, right? He's moving from right tackle to left tackle, which he says he played before in high school. But hey, this is the NFL. Look, I sat down, spent some time with him, did that 1-on-1 interview with him. I think he's a great kid. I think he's going to come in. I think he's going to work hard, and I think he's going to do whatever it takes. And obviously, the Titans believe in him, and so you know. I know there's a lot of trepidation out there, like, you know, why didn't they trade back or take another true left tackle or whatever. This is the guy they wanted, man, and this is the guy they believe in. And, you know, we talk about it a lot, Patton, but I think it's true. The Bill Callahan factor is major here. I'm sure he was consulted about this, and he said, yeah, bring him in. I'll coach him up. Don't worry. I'll get him ready. He'll be our franchise left tackle. Bill Callahan carries a lot of cachet when it comes to offensive line play in the National Football League.
Right, and with all due respect to some of the guys they've had in the past, some better than others.
Andre Dillard.
And some of the coaches, if you ask Taylor Lewan about, Bill Callahan buys you a lot of cred, I think, in terms of kind of with what J.C. Latham can end up being. I will say, though, I just kind of, over the weekend, was reading, of as all fans do, they read your team's draft grade from all the various sites and experts.
And we're going to get your draft grade coming up here.
Absolutely. The league-wide narrative on this pick, John, is they panicked. I don't know if they panicked or not, but the notion...
See, I don't think they did. I think the exact opposite. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. I just think the notion that they tried to present on Thursday that they knew that they... I don't know. I think they thought Joe Alt was going to be there at seven.
Absolutely, they did.
And I thought they tried to play
sipping
it like
on a Celsius. By the way,
you're fine. They tried to play it like we knew this was going to happen all along. We had the contingency of J.C. Latham at seven. I tend to believe I don't know if panicked is the word I'd used, but I think they were caught off guard a little bit. Now, I don't hate the pick. I said on Friday, I think it will end up working out. I think it still will. I just don't think, and we'll get into it later, I don't know value at seven. I don't think they got the most that they could have at seven. That's just kind of with something stuff I've looked at, looking at what happened after them with tackles and so on and so forth. I don't know. I think that's going to be my narrative throughout the draft that we'll get into.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I get where a lot of people would say they quote-unquote panicked. See, I see the exact opposite. I think they pivoted. You know, I think they allowed for the possibility that Alt could go before them. They were hoping for Alt. Okay, Latham was not the guy they ultimately wanted, right? If Latham was on the board and Alt was on the board at seven, they're taking Alt 100 times out of 100.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, and I have no idea how it went down, but my feeling is probably, you know, like I said, I think Bill Callahan was probably consulted on this. Hey,
yeah.
What do you make of this kid? They talked with him. They liked him. You know, can you make this happen, Bill Callahan?
And you saw Diana Rossini's tweet.
I did not.
After round one, J.C. Latham was Bill Callahan's favorite prospect in this NFL draft. Now, I don't believe that for a second.
Why?
Well, to me, that is just pandering from the team. Come on. I mean,
you know what? Are you sure you're from the South? You sound like a Northeasterner. You're a cynic and a skeptic, and I love that about you.
The ink hadn't even dried from the Titans sending in that pick to the NFL, and Diana Rossini puts out that tweet. Now, I'm sure he loves it. I'm sure he was okay. He had to have been okay with that pick. If he hated him, there's no way his son would have picked him as his first round pick as an NFL head coach. Now, I know
that's Ray Carson. He'll be the answer to a trivia question 40 years from now.
Right, exactly. So I just think I'm sure they loved him, but the notion that it was his favorite, I'm not buying. But Bill Callahan had to have signed off on it. To me, there's no other way around that.
Well, here's a couple of things I learned about, you know, from talking to him. You know, this guy has got his you-know-what together at a young age. You know, going to IMG, you know, living in Florida. He talked about how you have to take care of your business off the field. You know, he's already talking about, you know, I cook now because it saves me money and I eat healthier. You know, he talked about the hard work and dedication that it's going to take to make that move from RT to LT. So, listen, I know it's all word salad. It's all words. We got to see it on the field. This better work. I'm with any Titans fan that says, I don't know. You know, this better work. I mean, I hope they know what they're talking about. I get it. But maybe I'm just too bought into what the Titans have done this offseason. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I can understand a fan. And as we well know on the show, I'm not a Titans fan, but I am friend of Titans fan. And as your friend, Titans fans, I can understand where you're coming from. Let's let Bill Callahan cook.
Yeah, and
you know, let's see it play out.
Right, and
I feel good about it. Okay, If I'm wrong, I will come back on this radio station and say, you know what, I was wrong. The Titans effed up taking J.C. Latham at seventh overall. Fair?
Yeah, in my floor, I just have a hard time believing he won't at least be a Pro Bowl level right tackle. I don't see that any other way. I don't see him completely failing at the tackle position in the NFL. Just kind of with all you read and looking at his tape from last year, that is what I see. I will say this, though. If he doesn't end up being a left tackle, drafting him at seven to be your right tackle and drafting Peter Skoronski at 11 to be your left guard, that's not good value, John. And those are second, I don't know, right tackle and left guard. Are they valued? Sure, but to me, that can't happen. Now, it's not anything that Rain Carthon's going to lose his job over, but he's got to look at that down the road.
You feel good about Skoronski, don't you?
Yeah, but as a left guard at 11, John, that's you do that later in the first round or in the second round.
So I see what you're saying. Because I think Skoronski's going to be a good player, right, but you're saying at 11, question mark?
Yeah, you don't need to do that. Unless it's Quentin Nelson, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame here in 10 years' time. Maybe Peter Skoronski can be that sort of guy, but I look at those two picks in the first round, and it's two Rand Carthon's first picks. I think, I don't know, maybe they never wanted him to be a left tackle last year. I think they thought about it a little bit and maybe figured out, hey, maybe we just put him at left guard.
See, I disagree. I don't know. I think the intention all along was for him to be a left guard. They talked about his arm length, and to me, he just projects better in the NFL as an LG as opposed to an LT. You know what I mean? And I know during the season when Andre Dillard was doing Andre Dillard things, which weren't good, I know, because I mean, I remember talking to Steve and talking to other people. Why don't they try Skoronski at left tackle? And I said, no, he's the left guard, man. You're not going to ask this guy as a rookie to switch over. And you're like, well, he was a really good left tackle in college. I understand that. This is the NFL. And Carthon talked about that during the offseason. He said, we just feel, with the arm length and with his skill set, he projects better in this league as an LG.
Yeah.
And I happen to agree. But again, I understand why Titans fans this morning could be like, well, this better work because we really wanted Alt. We all wanted Alt. We all thought it was going to be Alt, except you.
Yeah.
You're the one that predicted months ago that he was going to go to the Chargers at 5.
I just, that little rat, Jim Harbaugh, he stole two guys from the Titans. It stole Junior Colson from us in round number two. And then, of course, drafting Joel. The way he was talking, and after the draft, he sees Joel as an offensive weapon. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
American psycho. He said, yeah. Now, listen, you had to love their second round selection. Devondre Sweat, huge defensive tackle. They drafted over 700 pounds a man in their first two picks. This guy's huge. My God, 6'4 and a half, 366 pounds. Just a load in the middle, but he's a good athlete. I mean, Jeffrey Simmons actually texted Carthon after the pick was made telling him thank you.
Yeah.
You needed that. You needed some interior defensive line help. And this guy, man, he's gonna occupy blockers and he's gonna open things up for Big Jeff. I mean, I think he's bigger than Big Jeff.
Yeah, definitely is. I believe he sits at 350, 360, something like that. That's a number he wants to get down.
His draft profile right now lists him at 366.
Right. That's a number he said after. He's looking to play in that 340, 350 range. But, yes, if you look at what the teams did ahead of the Titans, defensive tackle started to get addressed. And I think the Titans looked at what Devondre Sweat could end up being and what he is right now, John, because he was the Big 12 Player of the Year last year.
Outland Trophy winner.
For the Texas Longhorns.
Yep.
Sacks aren't a number you're going to get, at least last year, that you're going to get very much of. But I think he allows you, for the Titans, you're not going to see many doubles heading Jeffrey Simmons' way because he's going to be an absolute force in the middle. And I think sure up some of that run game defense that they struggled with last year. I think that was a big need for them this season. They did that. Once again, some of the experts and drafts, not great value where the Titans picked him at 38. Mel Kiper had him as a third-round grade, John. I will just say that. That's where they had him mocked. So it's a nice piece. But once again, in round number one and two, league-wide. Now, I'll say league-wide. Mike Vrabel is supposed to be head coach right now, so I will pose that out forward. Of course, he is not. He's a quality control coach in Cleveland right now, but it's two
picks
in a row.
Watch your back, Stefanski.
Exactly. It's two picks in a row that value isn't necessarily a word coming off the tongue of a lot of people.
Interesting. Cedric Gray, they didn't have a pick in the third round, the Titans didn't, and they picked Cedric Gray in the fourth round, linebacker out of North Carolina, sideline to sideline guy. Seems like a smart, heady, physical player. Don't know a whole lot about him, but he's also really good on special teams as well. So that's probably where he's going to make his bones to start off, I would guess.
Very good on special teams, three-year starter at North Carolina. And I think they said it after, probably he's going to be the green dot guy right away
that was mentioned
for the Titans
over the weekend,
as well.
Right?
So To me, this is one of more of my favorite picks. The guy who's done it all is good in coverage. I watched a couple clips of him at the Senior Bowl, him in coverage kind of with backs coming out of the backfield. Looked pretty good. So that, to me, Kenneth Murray is going to be more your battling ram, run-stopper type. Yep. I think Cedric Gray could end up being more of your coverage guy.
Yeah. We'll come back, talk more about the Titans draft. We want to take your phone calls as well, 615-844-5600. Preds fans, how you feeling? Titans fans, how you feeling about what your team did over the weekend in the draft? We'll get to all that. Teresa Walker will join us, of course, at 1025. We'll get to it all coming up, WNSR. Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
On a Monday, failed to mention, Patton, we've got a very special guest coming up at 10:05. Tell the people, will you please?
Yes, so Bill King fans, you will know who this is, but Kevin Hagan, who is an Alabama insider for the Bill King Show, he will be joining us at 10:05. He will be letting us know his thoughts on J.C. Latham, the player, the young man, and kind of does he think he can translate to left tackle in the NFL. So very excited. I don't know. I was really didn't even think to ask him on for Friday after the draft on round one, but I was thinking over the weekend, why don't I just ask if he wants to come on? And he's on vacation right now. He works for the University of Kentucky, and he's on vacation right now. So wait,
he works for the University of Kentucky, but he's an Alabama insider?
Correct. He is grew up an Alabama fan from Kentucky and works for the university and is kind enough to join us.
Very good. Well, for the first time, until then, let's go to the phones.
And now it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
Yeah, that music can only mean one thing. It is time to go around that ass football leg. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good morning, John. Three things. First of all, you are 1,000% right. Joel Embiid is a dirty player, and he's a jerk. And this is coming from a Sixer fan. I think he should be fined or suspended. You can't defend junk like that, what happened in game 3 and 4. And I told you I thought the Knicks would win this series because they were the better team. But
not over yet. I'm not touching the money.
Yeah. Dr. J needs to sit down and have a talk with the guy. But it's so disgusting to see his antics on the floor. It's just hard for anybody to defend. I as a 76 fan, I'm disgusted. And I'll get off of that. Number two, the Predators. Guys, I usually don't call and talk about hockey. I could forgive game 3, you can't forgive what happened in game 4. I just basically, I'm going to say it. They choked. You can't blow a 3-1 lead like that with 2:50 left to go in the game. I didn't watch the whole game. I saw the last few minutes of it. Mm-hmm. Give up that goal, I could maybe forgive that. But you can't give up a goal then with 8 seconds left to go and then to give up that goal in overtime. It's disgusting and frustrating to see backup goaltenders do that. I mean, it's just, but, hey, give Vancouver credit. And now, after them blowing the 3-1 lead in this game and losing 4-3 overtime, the only way they've got a shot is you got to hope Vancouver blows the 3-1 lead, which I don't think they'll do. I think the Predators will come out tomorrow night and play hard, give the best effort, but they're not winning this series. But you should have at least minimum come out with a split.
Yeah, we've been saying that all morning, right, Patton? I mean, you know, that – yeah, you can forget – I agree with you, by the way, Eric. Yeah, you can forgive – what happened on Friday. I mean, you know, special teams is what lost that game. You put 30 shots on goal. You know, you're 0-for-5 on the power play. You give up 2 power play goals. Your penalty kill does. You know, it's one of those games. But, you know, I mean, I don't like to throw out the C word, you know, but how could I not say they choked? I mean, that was, Colton Sissons had the game on his stick and empty net, and he couldn't remember seeing the bench. They all thought he scored. Yeah. They're like, yeah, the game's over. And like, oh, no, we're still playing.
Yeah, and John, I'll be honest. I saw that goal go in with 8 seconds left to go. I didn't do it. I yelled at the TV, but I didn't cuss, but I almost felt like cussing. I'm sure a lot of players did at the arena and the scene on television. You know, to see that happen, just that.
Well, the weird thing was just walking into the locker room afterwards, the players, all like Yossi and Nyquist, they made Yossi, Nyquist, and Forsberg available, and they all just had shocked look on their faces, like, what the hell just happened? I think that's how everybody in the building was last night.
Yeah, and you can say they played hard and they felt like they're playing together, but the problem is you got to close the deal. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
And as far as the Titans and the draft, they certainly got some beef with their first couple of picks and just a lot of the players that they got. The one, of course, I definitely was interested in was the wide receiver who played with
Spears of Tulane,
And he comes from an athletic family. His mother and father were both athletes, and he was the nephew of Ed Reed for the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, just hopefully they'll work out. I know I've heard, you know, Titans fans just not, you know, cheer on the picks and stuff like that, but you got to give it a chance, guys, and see what happens. I just still think it's too early. Hopefully work out, but I'll be honest. I did when I heard about the guy in the second round from Texas that he had been arrested for DUI. That is a little bit.
That's why he dropped.
So hopefully, you know, these picks work out, but we'll see. You'll be able to more evaluate in a couple of years. Guys, I'll get off. Let you get some other callers. Y'all take care, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Eric. Jack in Old Hickory joins us. Good morning, Jack.
John, did you survive your close encounter with a very large human being?
Yeah, man. Talking to Latham, it was great. I really, really enjoyed spending a few minutes with him. He seems like a great guy, and, you know, hopefully he'll be a really good player.
I tell you what, some kitchen contractor in Publix is fixing to get paid.
Exactly. Yeah, he likes to cook. So,
My kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got just a general question, JB, because you're in and out and around these people all the time. It just seems like their overall demeanor, it just seems light years different from when Vrabel was around, and that's just a guy in the cheap seats on the outside looking in. What's it like?
Jack, you're spot on. It's a different vibe at that building. I mean, it just everything feels new. It feels fresh. It feels energetic. And Vrabel was and is a great coach, but you could tell. I mean, it just felt like everybody was walking on eggshells when Vrabel was there. Now with everything seems a little bit more open and inviting. Okay, I'll say from a media standpoint. Obviously, it's not about me. I got a job to do regardless. But having to go there every day, especially during the season, it feels a lot different. And for whatever reason that is, I don't know. But you try to deduce what the common denominator is. Well, Bill Callahan's there, and Mike Vrabel's not. So we'll see how it plays out on the field. They gotta win games. That means nothing, right? Bottom line is they gotta win. But
yeah,
it's a different vibe over there. I can attest to that.
Yeah, I mean, they'll have to start playing because, right now it's all expensive people making very educated guesses.
Right.
But
hey, these draft picks, they're lottery tickets, right?
Well, but the thing about it, John, ever since, over the last 3-4 months, when Vrabel was there, they'd pick up somebody. And they say, well, he's had 3 broken legs, but he's going to work out.
Yeah,
and it's Caleb somebody Farley. You never heard of. And then his assistant coaches, you never heard of any of them, but he ran off 2 of the greatest defensive coordinators to ever draw breath. These guys, all the coaches they brought in, you think, wow. And then the free agents and the draft picks they made, it's like it makes sense. Like, these guys are really,
It seems like, Jack, they're taking a more, and thanks for the call, we're up against the break. It seems like they're taking a more simplistic approach. Let's just bring in good players and, let's put them together and let's see them work. I mean, listen, like I said, I don't like to make it about me. I joke that I do, but I really don't. For years when Greg was here, I'd be like, well, me, I make it about me. But. Yeah, Vrabel's a tough guy to deal with from a media standpoint. I would imagine he can be a tough guy to work with.
Yeah, I'm sure that doesn't stop with you guys. I'm sure that kind of carries over into the meeting rooms.
Vrabel has a unique personality. He's kind of a you-know-what breaker, and he's good at what he does. I mean, he's had success, but it's just, it definitely is a different vibe over there. We're late for a break. We'll come out, close out hour number one. RD, hang on. We're coming to you.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's JB and the General.
I am in no means a chiseled goddess. God, I don't have a six-pack. I'm not looking like The Rock out here. But goodness gracious, George Niang legitimately has a beer belly out on the floor right now.
Yeah, but so does Jokic. He's the best player in the world.
Well, George Niang is clanking him off the backboard.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
You know, some of the things you see on Instagram makes me... Never mind. JB and the General wrapping up hour number one. I mean, do their parents know what they're doing with TikTok and Instagram and some of these things that these people post?
Some of them do.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, man, it's like, girl, I'm going to tell your mama what you're doing on Instagram. I'm going to tell your mama. Let's go to the phones. RD. Hi, RD.
Good morning, gentlemen. Real quick before I get to my comment, Patton, again, I hope Lexi wasn't listening last week when we were discussing you using the magic words yes, dear, so...
I think we're in the clear, RD. I know she's working right now, so any other wisdom you have, just give it out now.
Bestow upon him, yeah.
No, that's the best I can give you. Yeah, okay. Well, good. She didn't hear it. That'll be our secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now, concerning Will Levis, you brought him up earlier. John, I echo your sentiments. Man, when I watched his career at Kentucky, I just didn't like the guy.
Yeah.
He seemed to do a lot of pouting when mm-hmm. things didn't go his way, blah, blah, blah. But, man, I'm on board with you since joining the Titans. My opinion has done a 180. I'm in his corner. I like it now.
Yeah, I really think somebody might have gotten in his ear, especially after he was projected to go in the first round. He drops to the second round. I think he's got the right people around him saying, listen, just be humble, go in. Work hard. Don't do the Baker Mayfield chip on my shoulder, rebel without a clue thing. Just be humble. Work your ass off. You'll get an opportunity. And you're right. I'm in love with the guy. I love Will Levis. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of Titans fans are even more in love with him after what he, you know, what he did yesterday at the Preds game.
Oh, yeah. That's what prompted my call. You know, does that endear him to fans or what?
Oh, yeah. They love that. They love to see their quarterback, you know, basically what he did by doing what he did, Patton, and let me know if you agree. He basically said, I'm all in, Nashville. Yeah. I'm your guy. I want to be here, and I'm a part of this whole sports landscape, and I want to be here.
Totally agree.
Well said. Well said. I couldn't agree more. So, yes, sir, so far, Mr. Levitz from ORD down in Culioca gets an A+. I'm in his corner.
All right, Ricky Dell. We'll see you, buddy. Thank you.
Ricky Dell, what a memory.
Have a great day, RD. All right, coming up hour number two. Straight ahead, we've got your guy from Alabama.
Yes, Kevin Hagan will be joining us. Talking
Alabama insider.
Yes.
And Teresa Walker will join us at 10:25. So we are jam-packed for hour number two. Come on back, everybody. WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's new optimism for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas that would get hostages freed. ABC's Tom Rivers has more from the foreign desk.
As Antony Blinken sees it,
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people and a ceasefire is Hamas.
But the devil, as always, is in the detail. Talks between the parties taking place in Cairo.
In the U.S., campus protests continue as demonstrators demand schools divest from their investments in Israel. Columbia University's president says that school will not divest and says talks have broken down with student protesters. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow, and in the plains, the cleanup's underway after the severe weather over the weekend that included tornadoes. It killed four people in Oklahoma. This is ABC News.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge of your seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Welcome back for the second hour of JV and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two on a Monday, JB and the General. I'm the General, JB, John Burton, here with us as well.
Oh, hi there.
Hello, John. Good to have you
again. Hi, Pat. How are you? When'd you get here?
Just got here, actually. Okay. You have bestowed upon me opening the show, so we're navigating it here in hour number two. I will say this, getting to do the Bill King show has been really, really fun. Now, waking up isn't as fun.
Right.
Getting to meet some of the guests and the people and the listeners has just been awesome. And maybe the best part about getting to do the Bill King show is this guy right here, Kevin Hagan, has got to know him a little bit, consider him a friend. He has sent me books, gifts to my new house. I've got a book on the former voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Not Eli Gold, but Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for the kind words. You know what that means, John? Obviously, the check cleared.
Well, Kevin, it's great to have you on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And, hey, real quick, our Yankees are in first place, John. How about that?
Man, I tell you what, Judge is starting to mash. 30 runs in 2 games. It was great seeing it because, you know, Greg Pogue, who we used to do the show with, is a Brewer fan. And to see my Yankees go in and spank them 2 out of 3 and just, you know, knock them all over Miller Park or whatever it is, that was delightful. So, you know,
We should beat a minor league team, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, they're doing it without their best pitcher. And so I'm feeling good. I'm cautiously optimistic right now. So good. Cool. Always good to talk to a fellow Pinstriper fan.
So, you guys want to talk some Jason Latham, I take it.
Yeah.
Fabulous, fabulous choice by the Tennessee Titans at number 7. And let me tell you why, okay? He's extremely athletic.
Mm-hmm.
He's extremely intelligent, okay? But to me, if I'm a general manager in the National Football League, and I know it's all about winning games, right? That's what they pay you to do. But if I'm going to spend a first-round pick, a number 7 pick on a guy, he also has to be a high character guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not going to invest that pick and money into somebody that I got to worry about. We're going to get a call at 3 a.m. because he's just got a DUI or he's out there beating his girlfriend up. J.C. Latham was never a problem in Alabama. So this is an on the field and an off the field win for the Tennessee Titans.
Kevin, I wanted to ask you, of course, Evan Neal was at Alabama whenever JC was there, so that's kind of why he moved over to right tackle. If he was asked to play left tackle, Kevin, do you think he wouldn't been able to do so at Alabama?
Yeah, I know that's the million-dollar question that all the Titan fans want to ask, and obviously Ron Carson, the general manager, thinks so. When he was a freshman, 2021, under Doug Marrone, offensive line coach, as you said, Evan Neal was the left tackle. Kendrick Randolph was the right tackle for Alabama. So J.C. saw action in 14 games as a right guard, participating on the field goal and the PAT units. And then in 2022, he became the starting right tackle when former Vanderbilt Commodore Tyler Steen, remember, came in the portal and played left tackle. Had J.C. gotten an opportunity to play right tackle at first, and this is not a knock on Tyler Steen, I think he would have gotten that opportunity. So the question you're going to have is, well, if J.C.'s so talented, Kevin, how come he never played left tackle at Alabama? Well, Alabama brought in Caden Proctor last year, the true freshman head case out of Iowa, who I'm not real happy that we're taking back through the portal again, and we won't get into that. Quite honestly, I mean, he was terrible the first half of this year. As I said on the Bill King show, many Saturdays he resembled the swinging door at a saloon in a B-Western movie. And quite honestly, there were times that I was ready to see Coach Saban move JT Latham over to left tackle. And I understand there were some serious discussions between Coach Saban and our offensive line coach, Eric Walford, who was not a good offensive line coach. I'm glad he's gone. Quite honestly, the reason I think that didn't happen was that you had the baby, Caden Proctor. He's porcelain. He's made of porcelain, and no confidence. And that's the only reason JC didn't move to left tackle, which I think would have been in the best interest of Alabama. Do I believe that he's capable of being a left tackle in the National Football League? I do. I honestly do. For the reasons that I said, he's athletic, he's intelligent, but this is a guy who's going to completely buy into his job, okay? And he's going to give the Tennessee Titans everything he has. I say yes. I check the box. I think he can be a left tackle in the National Football League. Listen, this is not Alex Leatherwood 2.0. I mean, Alex Leatherwood went, 2021 draft, the Raiders, and picked him with the first round 17th pick, and hey, this is the reason that the Raiders don't have nice things, okay? Mm. He was an Outland Trophy winner, but every Alabama fan cringed when we saw that pick. I mean, Alex Leatherwood is a dude. He would come out of the national anthem in pregame with a false start, okay? So anyone who's trying to equate that maybe this is not Alex Leatherwood 2.0.
Kevin Hagan is our guest, Alabama insider. You hear him on the Bill King Show on these airwaves. I can tell you this, Kevin. I spent some time with him. I sat down for an interview with him for my TV job, and I was impressed. Just the focus this guy has and how, the confidence he has. Like, he's confident without being cocky, in my opinion. And he talked about just, going to IMG and the things he learned, like learning how to cook so you save money and you eat healthy and, the discipline he has. And I asked him about, making that switch from RT to LT in the pros. I said, what's it going to take? He said, it's going to take hard work and dedication. I'm here for it. So, I was impressed with the guy. So, I mean, I say all that to say this, if it doesn't work out, it won't be for lack of trying.
No, it won't. He's a young man who does not shy away from challenge. He, as you said, he left Oak Creek, Wisconsin, where he was a big fish in a little pond, and went to IMG Academy to play against better talent. Here's what I look at when I look at offensive linemen. Here's how I judge him. Okay, if we're starting a drive that the season's on the line, I want a guy who I know is not going to freeze up and get beat, but more importantly, isn't going to false start. He's not a drive killer. Not one time at Alabama can I remember that J.C. Latham, in a critical moment, and he played in a bunch of them in his three times, at no point was he a drive killer. And to me, that's a huge box to check for an offensive lineman.
Kevin, first of all, we appreciate you coming on with us again. Kind of looking total scope of his Alabama career, kind of what to you stands out? What to you is his kind of biggest strength, in your opinion?
Other than the fact that he is just an unbelievably large human being.
Right.
I shook his hand, and his hand engulfed my hand.
Yeah. He's 6'6", 342, with an 85-inch wingspan. His hands are 11 inches. He's a bulldozer in the run game, okay? I mean, you're going to be able to drive a Mack truck behind him when he in the run game. He's very strong in the pass game. He can tend sometimes to sink a little bit deep in the pocket, and sometimes he can get beat inside on pass coverage when he kind of gets his head out over his heels a little bit. But that's common for anybody, right? I mean, I'm nitpicking. Just like from time to time, he can lunge a little bit in the running game. But, I mean, I'm being nitpicky there. But like you said, John, this is a young man who his craft is critically important to him. And he is not going to show up to training camp thinking that just because I'm the number 7 pick in the draft that anything is owed to me. He's going to go out and work for it. Coach Saban loved this young man. As I cannot reiterate this enough, this was an absolute home run hire. It's very obvious, in my opinion, that the Tennessee Titans did their homework and picked the guy to fill their need.
Well, Kevin, one of the things we talked about when I chatted with him when was it, Friday, he talked about, and he volunteered this, I got to uphold Alabama when I go to the pros. And I'm old enough to remember the Miami Dynasty era. And I remember those guys like Michael Irvin and Warren Sapp and those guys. They would tell the younger guys after they left, like, when you leave this program, you never leave this program. You're upholding.
No, absolutely.
Right? I mean, and it's like that for the Alabama guys too, right?
Absolutely. He will carry the honor of Alabama with him every time he steps on the field. Alabama now has 76 players in the NFL, the wow. most on the Eagles with seven. Obviously, he's going to be joining Shy Carter and Calvin Ridley with the Titans. Hey, not to throw salt in a wound down there, but the only thing that I really, really hate is I'm not going to see J.C. Latham open holes for Derrick Henry. That just really makes me sad. Yeah. That would have been a beautiful thing to see Derrick Henry carrying the ball behind J.C. Latham. But you're absolutely right. I mean, you're when you sign with the University of Alabama, it's not a 3 or 4 year commitment. You're a Crimson Tider for life.
Kevin, the dust has settled on the departure of Nick Saban. Kind of talk us through. I know you talk about it with Bill, but what has been these first couple of months under the Kalen DeBoer era?
Yeah, I'm probably the most enthusiastic supporter of Kalen DeBoer as the new Alabama coach. That's the guy that I wanted. His first few months in Tuscaloosa have exceeded my expectations. He's handled the pressure and everything. He's not been overwhelmed. It's his team, and he's made the changes that he thinks he needs to make. But I'm extremely excited moving forward. I'm not ready to make predictions yet because I want to see where the roster falls after the transfer portal. But I will say this. I don't think Alabama could have made a better hire because you're not going to get Kirby Smart to leave Georgia.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest here, right? Kirby Smart aside, I can honestly sit here this morning and say there's no one else that I would want Alabama in the hands of right now than Kalen DeBoer. And, hey, I want to give a big shout-out to Coach Nick Saban. You know, Coach Saban, when he was a great Alabama, and he was a tremendous coach, arguably the greatest coach in the history of college football. But he has stepped into the shadows and allowed Kalen DeBoer to become the new head coach. And I know there were some people that were concerned, could the control freak do that? I think he deserves a lot of credit for doing that, for saying, hey, and they have a great friendship, and they talk a lot, okay? Coach Saban has been a big help to Kalen DeBoer. But I think he also deserves credit for stepping back and saying, because some coaches have a problem with that. He realizes it's Kalen DeBoer's Alabama team now.
Obviously, Kevin, expectations always high every year at Alabama, but what are reasonable expectations for Kalen DeBoer in his first year? Kind of, you know, you make a coaching change. We got an expanded playoff field coming now in college football. What would you say realistic expectations should be for this first year head coach?
I would be seriously disappointed with anything less than 9 wins. We have a really tough schedule. We do make the trip October the 5th to Nashville there to play the Vanderbilt Commodores the week after we play the Georgia Bulldogs at home. I think 10 wins is realistic for this team, and under the new 12-team playoff format, I think it's realistic to think that Kalen DeBoer has an opportunity to get Alabama in that 12-team playoff. I will say this. If you're going to get Kalen DeBoer in Alabama, this will be the year to do it because he's, you know, the questions, could he come to the South? Could he recruit? Well, absolutely. He has a great personality. My contacts inside the program, listen to this, have told me he has assembled a stronger in-house recruiting structure than Nick Saban had at any time. Think how scary that comment is.
Kevin, what is the quarterback room looking like right now? Is it a foregone conclusion Jalen Milroe will be the day one starter?
I think it's a conclusion that he will be the day one starter. Will he be the starter week 9 or 10? I'm not so sure because Ty Simpson had a phenomenal spring. It's like everything finally clicked for Ty. The game kind of slowed down for him, if you will. Kalen DeBoer demands that his quarterbacks make quick reads, quick decisions, and it's going to be interesting to see, can Jalen Milroe execute at the level that he wants to. Obviously, Milroe and his legs is a tremendous weapon for Alabama. So I'm going to be anxious to see moving forward how we utilize that. But to say that he's the lock, stock starter all year long, we'll just have to see. It's amazing that we didn't have anyone leave after spring practice. All the quarterbacks are coming back. I don't know that will be the case when we exit from August, though. But Ty will definitely be there. He'll be graduating in December, and I'm a huge Ty Simpson fan. Mm.
Kevin, you kept your basketball coach this spring. Was there ever a question in your mind whenever that Kentucky job opened?
No, the timing of that was, it was a known fact. You know, our athletic director used to be at the University of Kentucky as an associate AD. Excuse me. We knew that job was going to come open, and that contract was done when it was done. You know, you signed it the day we played Florida in the SEC tournament. Alabama made that early commitment locking up Nate Oates. so that he would not leave. Alabama's made a commitment to Nate Oates. Nate Oates has made a commitment to Alabama. And this is the exciting thing. Alabama fans are still on fire about our first appearance in the Final Four. I love Alabama basketball. I love Alabama baseball. It's so exciting to see this program finally go to the level where us lifelong Alabama fans have always dreamed that it was. I've always envied the Florida Gators. You know, in 2008, they won the national championship in football. They turned right around and won the national championship in basketball. You know, my dream is to sweep them all in a year, you know, win the College World Series in baseball, too. And we finally have our baseball programs heading in the right direction as well. But the Nate Oates has proven that Alabama fans love and will support basketball if we have a quality product to come see. And you look at the roster that he's assembling right now, if Sears comes back, and I think that that's a very realistic possibility on his draft selections, and if we can get the transfer center from Rutgers, our basketball team is going to be nasty good. Here's the funny thing right now, if you're into the recruiting thing, in the current class right now, the basketball team has 2 5-stars and the football team has 1.
Wow. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. We'll get you back on whenever JC nails down that left tackle spot.
Hey, it's an honor. I'm a big fan of your all show, and it's an honor to be asked to join you all this morning. So go Titans and roll Tide.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees.
thanks Kevin. All right, there he goes. Good job by you. Good guesting by you. Kevin Hagan, Alabama insider. You hear him all the time on the Bill King Show. So
we joke about the check in the mail, but I absolutely love Kevin Hagan.
He seems like a great
nice
guy. Yeah,
super nice.
Yeah, and he's all about it with Alabama. Yep. He is all in. So good on him. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with Teresa Walker, as we do every Monday at around this time, from the Associated Press. After that, your phone calls. JB and the General, WNSR.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it, the price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field. Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tonight, the Braves head west for some late night baseball as Ozzie Albies and the Braves roll into T-Mobile Park to take on the Seattle Mariners.
Pre-game coverage begins at 8:25 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to J.B. and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Monday edition of the show, J.B. and the General, WNSR. She joins us every Monday at this time, the Hall of Fame sports writer from the Associated Press, the Queen, Teresa Walker. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. Are we tired today?
A little bit.
There's been nothing going on.
A little bit, man. I tell you what, I got out of work last night after the show, Teresa, and I had to sit in my chair for 5 minutes and just kind of collect my thoughts, one of the busiest weeks I've had in going on 12 years here covering sports in Nashville. You've been doing it a lot longer than me, but I tell you what, T, I still don't know what to make of that hockey game we saw last night. The Preds were in control, and it slipped away, and, you know, you think about it, and I'm sure you'll agree, the Preds could easily be up 3-1 in this series because they've probably been the better team in 3 out of the 4 games, and the one game where they weren't the better team, they won.
That's the fun thing about hockey, is it's that way. I mean, sports, really. I mean, you can outplay somebody, you can be the better team, and as Roman Yossi pointed out, they were the better team for 55 minutes last night.
Yep.
But the Canucks really did not want to, you know, they're trying to do their best to make sure they don't have to fly back to Nashville again in this series. And, I mean, it's all about coming up with the clutch plays. I mean, for Bozier, I mean, that was just his first playoff hat trick.
That guy's a horse, by the way. I know he had 40 goals in the regular season. I'd never really seen him play. That kid is a horse.
Well, and that's the thing. This was his 7th career happy and 3rd of the season, I think, and 1st in the playoffs. And, I mean, here's the thing, especially in overtime, protect the net. They've pulled, as Andrew Brunette pointed out postgame, his problem, the goal off the faceoff, which was the opening goal, their first, second straight game they get a goal off their first shot on goal. Mm-hmm. And then they give up 2 5-on-6 goals because they pulled Artur Silovs, or however you say his name, from the net. They've got the extra attacker. Defend the net. Don't chase the puck. Defend the net. Build a wall around Saros. Block shots. You did a ton of that in game 2 to help you get the win there. Block shots. Don't let the puck through. It's simple hockey, and it's almost like they lost their minds a little bit chasing the puck. And, I mean, you know, Bozier, you know, he had a couple of whacks at it there in the final seconds. He said he knew the clock was ticking down, that he didn't have time, and he puts that in. I mean, I saw 6.2 on the clock. Well, the final play-by-play had it with 8 seconds left.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You're defending. Protect the net. Build the wall. Sometimes hockey is a simple game, okay? You know, to paraphrase Bull Durham, you know, you block shots, you shoot pucks, and, you know, you'd had puck luck already in the third period with that puck going off of Forsberg's skate.
Yeah, good job by Forsberg not to make a kicking motion, you know, and even Tockett said, nah, that was clean, you know?
Exactly, and that's the thing. You've gotten some puck luck, so don't let them get any puck luck, okay? You know, just finish it off. And I'll say this, it felt, you know, I saw some fans heading to the exits a few minutes early. I'm sorry, it's playoff hockey. I mean, you don't leave the building until the zeros are on the clock. And it just, you know, I don't want to, and I'm not blaming Sissons. I mean, I know that people wish that he'd potted that one with the net, but, you know, he had a tough angle, had a defender on him, and it went off the post. That happens. You're still in a position to defend and protect the lead. Do that. And what the Canucks did last night was only the second time in NHL history that that had happened, that a team scores in the final 10 seconds of regulation and then scores in the opening minutes of overtime. I mean, so, you know, what happened last night usually doesn't, but don't put yourself in position for it to happen. That's, you know, usually, you know, so that's the thing. Now, Andrew Burnett, I'll say this, post-game, way calmer than I'd have been in his situation. You know, he said, yeah, he said, I've been in that position as a player a couple times, being down 3-1 and coming back. Let's see if the Predators have got that to pull it, or are they done?
Teresa, you look at the three games they've lost. Can you put anything kind of in that box saying this is why they lost in those three games?
Well, it's been a combination of things. I mean, they've outshot. It's strange. The team that has the fewer shots has won, I think, each of the first four games. I mean, how bizarre is that? And then the Canucks do something else that only they had done before, and that's win their first three games in a postseason series with different goalies. They did it again this year with first with Thatcher Demko, who's now a Vezina finalist and an All-Star. Then they turn it over to Casey DeSmith. He wins Friday night. And then Artur Filov wins last night. And they had done it in 2004. The only other NHL team to win with three different goalies in a series, Chicago Blackhawks back in the 70s. So, I mean, you know, some weird things are happening in this series. So the Predators have got, you know, the Predators have done a lot of really good things in this series, but in the end, the only thing that matters is what's on the scoreboard, and that's where they've lost three games. I mean, they could easily be up 3-1 in this series with home ice and another chance to finish this one off on Friday night in advance, but that's the problem. That's the measure of the playoffs. I mean, you know, Titan fans well remember the delay of game penalty in the 08 season against the Ravens that the officials didn't call. They get a first down. They win the game. I mean, this is what happens in the postseason. The margins are thin, and it's been this, that, or the other thing in each game. You know, just finish off some of these games. And you know, on Friday night, juicy rebounds were left and right in the slot, and they were, and Brunette pointed out, they were just too slow. They didn't get to those pucks. They were sitting there, and they couldn't get past the Canucks defensemen to those pucks to, you know, to go to the, you know, as they call them, the greasy, the hard areas.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get in front, and that's exactly what happened in overtime. Lindholm was wide open there in the front, and everybody was over to the side. And he gets, you know, Connor Garland finds him with a perfect pass, and it's an almost an easy goal for him to clinch it. I mean, you know, so that's the thing. I was trying to, you know, prep two stories at once, and it's like, oops, all of a sudden it's over. So, no, there's not a common thread through these. You know, maybe the key is to not get as many shots, but it's quality, not quantity, that have counted the most in this series so far.
What has been your grade on UC Soros so far, Teresa?
Well, when he screened, he's giving up goals, and you know, he's done well enough, but I mean, they're in those final couple of minutes when they pulled the goalie, you know, build a wall, block shots. You know, hockey is simple sometimes. Give your goalie help. And too often they were chasing the puck and he didn't have any help there. Bozier, you know, for the tire, I mean, it was an open net there, and he had a second chance at it. I mean, don't give him an extra opportunity to get a hat trick, you know. Like I said, build that wall. Give him some help. Yes, he's 5'9", allegedly, and his average on goals when he's screened is not good. But, again, if you build a wall and just don't let the puck through, then you're helping your goalie. And so, yeah, putting it all on Soros, no, it's not fair, because there, you know, you should be blocking shots when there's an extra attacker, when it's 2 5-on-6 goals allowed. I mean, come on. Give your goalie help. It is that simple.
Teresa Walker is our guest from the Associated Press. All right, if it ends tomorrow night, Teresa, how should this season be viewed for the Predators? Success or not?
Success, because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, nobody thought they'd make the playoffs. I thought that the ceiling would be get to the playoffs, win a game, if you could. And now the problem is when Demko, Vezina a finalist, all-star, when he went out after game one, week to week, then the opportunity was right there for the taking. And the Predators, if they don't, you know, advance out of this series, they just didn't take advantage of the opportunity. And, you know, what the Blues did in 2019, getting hot and going from last to the cup in 2019, you know, it's not easy to do that. And the Predators had their hot streak, their franchise record point streak. The problem is, you know, did they get hot too early? Well, they were 4 points out of the playoff position, and then they get into the first playoff position. They couldn't have cut it much closer. So the fact of the matter is, you know, there was an opportunity that they didn't take advantage of. But, you know, and this is a team that, you know, when Barry Trotz took over, you know, and they started the transition before the trade deadline last year, essentially, you know, there was a lot of cleanups that had to be done on this roster. And, you know, they started in aisle 8, and, you know, this offseason they'll be dealing with aisle 9. And I'm really curious to see what Barry Trotz in this front office does with Juuse Saros. He played well, and there's some teams that could be goalie desperate. Maybe with a $5 million contract, you can find someone to take him. It feels like it's time to see what Yaroslav Askarov can do in net and let him, you know, play through the, you know, the playoffs at the AHL level and then give him a chance to win that net this next season. And they still have some more building to do. And some more tweaking on this roster. I mean, the Canucks, their defensemen are much bigger than some of the Nashville defensemen. So, you know, there's some tweaks that have to happen on this roster, but I think they reached the high water level that I thought that they could reach this year.
T, switching gears, what grade would you give the Titans draft overall?
At the moment, I'm going incomplete. Our pro football writer, Rob Motti, gave him a B. If J.C. Latham, under Bill Callahan's tutelage, becomes that their left tackle for the next 10 years, then we can look back and give it an A+, because that was the most major need on this roster. And, you know, Tavondre Sweat, I know there's a lot of people second-guessing, you know, wanting to say, ooh, they could have traded down and still got him. Well,
you don't know that, well, right, T?
Rand Carthon said somewhere this morning that he got a text saying that if you hadn't taken him, we were going to. So, you know, hindsight, everybody has got an opinion on how they should have traded up, down, and around. The only thing that matters is did they fill their needs. And they needed somebody to plug in and replace Nico Autry beside Jeffrey Simmons. And if Sweat does that, you know, he's going to have to watch his weight. But watching his tape, looks impressive. So I'm really curious to see what they can do with him and playing beside, you know, and guys, they got some speed, so they've got some aggression. I really like Cedric Gray as a guy coming out of North Carolina. And so I you know, and the secondary, they built some depth there, and there's still some, you know, they still now can go in. There's still a lot of veterans available. I think they need safety. I think they need another tight end or two. And, you know, so we'll see how they fill a couple more holes. They still have cap space to do that. And now it's about Brian Callahan and his coaching staff getting them on the field. Expect rookies either May 10th or 11th. They could do it this next weekend. I think it's going to be the next weekend, the second weekend of May, which is good because I got a lot of birthdays coming up in the family. So, and then they get everybody together, and it's about putting into place what this team is. And, you know, if you were watching the game last night, Will Levis showed some nice chemistry with his new center, Lloyd Cushenberry, snapping him the catfish.
Yeah.
So, this is a team that has rebuilt one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL this offseason from center to left tackle. Does it take? Well, guys, it'd be tough to be worse than it was last year.
Teresa, the narrative around the league at 7 for the Titans that they might have panicked taking J.C. Latham. Do you buy that at all?
No. 8 tackles were taken in the first round, and tied the most taken since, I think, 2008. And that's the thing. Look at all the mock drafts. You know, who they, everybody has how they have them ranked, right? And they all, you know, Joel was the first one off the board. And then after that, you know, you could throw a rock and hit five people who had different rankings of the tackles, okay? I'm gonna trust Bill Callahan, an offensive line guru, okay? There's a reason why they wanted to get him reunited with his son. Play, you know, it's not just the sweet father-son, you know, working together storyline. Bill Callahan knows what he's doing. He spent 2 hours on the top 30 visit with J.C. Latham talking about it at Alabama. You know, he played right tackle, but guess what? He also practiced at left tackle because that's what they do at Alabama under Nick Saban. So he played left tackle in high school, and here's the thing. He is a very big man, and if he can do that and he shows some nice athleticism, then, and I know that people were panicking because Rand said, well, if he doesn't work out at left, we'll use him at right, and this team really desperately needs a left tackle. Haven't really had one since Taylor Lewan's second ACL injury. Calm down, people. Everybody's got an opinion. The only thing that matters is how J.C. Latham fits in there at left tackle beside Peter Skoronski. That's all that matters.
Teresa, do you think with the Titans not taking receiver until the sixth round, does that say anything about them and their trust maybe in Treylon Burks being that wide receiver three?
Well, let's put it this way. It's year three, and he has a new coaching staff, and he's going to have to step it up. We had a discussion in the media workroom about who's the third wide receiver right now, and one person said Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. It has to be, at this moment, Treylon Burks. Why? Well, he was the 18th pick overall 2 years ago. He has one touchdown catch in two seasons. He's got to show that he can stay healthy, and he's got to show that he can be that guy. But in Brian Callahan's system, we don't know how they're going to use people. I feel really good that they have Calvin Ridley, and it eases the pressure with DeAndre Hopkins and Ridley on them. You know, Treylon Burks has to step up. It's that simple. But he's on a rookie deal, so that buys them time and buys him some time this offseason to grow and show what he can do. But the pressure is on him because guess what? There are still some guys out there that they could go get if they need to. And, yeah, they did take a receiver. I think he's going to see the field more quickly, taking advantage of these new kickoff rules and see what they can do with that as a returner. He was really effective as a punt returner at Tulane, and he's got a place to stay with his buddy Tyjae Spears. So, you know, right now it has to be Burks, and then it'll be up to see, you know, up to everybody else to see can they push him aside and take that spot, or can he hold it?
T, as always, a pleasure to have you on. Have a wonderful day.
You too, and let's get some rest, guys, because it's a late start tomorrow night.
Yes, yes, indeed. All right, T, thank you very much. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press joins us every Monday here on the program. We come back, we'll take your phone calls until Jim Rome joins us at the top of the hour, 615-844-5600.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice,
choice. Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Dame Dalla. Nobody was betting on this guy going into the postseason. He just reminded everybody why he needed to bust out of Portland. What he's really in Milwaukee for. Dame's like, Giannis? No Giannis? Psst, please, have some. You know it's a great half when you don't score at all in the second half and you still lead them to an absolute beatdown. Great to see Dame looking like Dame, and I know the Bucks definitely agree because they need him now more than ever.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
On a Monday, some of the things we didn't get to. Nashville SC, a 1-1 draw over the weekend, blew another lead. I forgot who they played.
San Jose,
the Earthquakes. That's right. Great sparkling debut for the Nashville Cats, 47-12 win over at Municipal Auditorium over the Minnesota Myth. And I heard some of the broadcasts down the dial, and it was great to hear Eli Gold and Petey Weber
on a
broadcast together. That was really cool.
Did you hear that, John? Another touchdown by the Nashville Cats. Just scored another one.
Yeah, I think they made the right decision in starting Ramon Atkins at quarterback.
Coach Dean, I think, knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
A little bit. Braves took 2 out of 3 from the Guardians. Guardians are good, man. I don't understand why they've got no pop in their lineup. Their starting pitching is average, and their bullpen's not there, but they're winning games. New head coach, Stephen Vogt. So, good on the Braves. They're back at it. Marlins tonight, correct?
Yes. Miami.
No, I'm sorry. Mariners. In Seattle, 8:25 pregame, so a little late night West Coast baseball on these airwaves, everybody. We should also shout out Candace Parker, the Lady Vol legend, longtime WNBA player, calling it a career at age 38. What a great career she's had. All right, you got a quick text, and then we got a call.
Yes, quick two texts here. Kevin sent in two. One, congrats to Joe Milton being picked in the 6th round by the New England Patriots. The last quarterback the 6th round was Tom Brady, just saying.
And then, Kevin, I'll tell you like you told me over the weekend, grow up.
One more here from Kevin.
Love you, Kevin.
Nice of you to have Homer Hagen on talking Alabama. Could you get Jeff and the Burrow on to talk Will
Levis? Whoa. Wait, Kevin, you are the biggest Vol honk, okay? We did our draft predictions on Thursday. Who did he say? Joseph Milton III.
At 7, yep.
Yeah, at 7. Come on. Come on, Kevin. You're better than that.
Jeez.
Yeah, geez.
So there's Kevin.
By the way, you want a geez moment? I forgot to mention this. I was at the Preds game yesterday, obviously. So the Canucks tie it late with that extra attacker goal, 3-3. We go to overtime. We were down in the press lounge because I was getting ready to do post game. Mm-hmm. So obviously we're like, well, it's overtime, So I walked out to go use the bath to go find a bathroom. Just as I was walking out, who walks by me? Former Preds general manager, Hall of Famer David Poile. And I said to him, we make eye contact. I said, "Hey, David, how are you? Good to see you." And he just looked at me and he just went and gave me that geez look and just kept walking. Didn't say.
He'd doing a whole lot better, John. If
he just had that look at his face like, this ain't good. We just blew a 3-1 lead.
So you're down there ready to do post-game, right? And then they score.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right after I got down there. But it was 3-2, and I was like, they still got this. But it was just...
John, you know what I'm going to have to say here. You jinxed it.
Oh, well.
You went down there assuming a win. Preds fans, direct your comments to @JohnBurton3234.
Well, listen, there's a lot I could say about that, but I won't because, I care about our listeners. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Dr. Detroit joins us. Hello, Doc. Hey, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Motor City showed up and showed out for the draft. Great job by the city of Detroit. Not as good as Nashville, of course, when we did it in 2019, but pretty darn good.
Very impressive. Yeah, I was talking. I was with Detroit and his beautiful woman, and we went from Doghouse to Tin Roof to watch the Predators game. And, mm-hmm. But that was a game that Predators had to have, man. That hurts. God, that hurts.
That's a tough one. Man. That is the ultimate man. Kick to the nether regions loss. That's pulling defeat from the jaws of victory right there.
No, you're absolutely right, John. I don't know what's all of a sudden it seems like the Detroit Lions are always trying to get Alabama Crimson Tide players on the team. It's a trend and a good trend, but you know what? For the longest, and I think we talked about this before, they'll get someone from Eastern, Central, Western Michigan, or Wolverines. I don't think they've had a Spartan in quite some time, but I'd get from Alabama. Matter of fact, the schedules come out and shows Tennessee is playing in Detroit, but they've not released the dates or anything like that. But I told you we're getting a Stagecoach bus to take up there for that game, did I not?
You did.
Yes, I did. Yeah, looking forward to that. But, and Candace Parker. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She's about as stunning as Chardet. What a great woman. Man.
Legendary basketball wonderful. Player. Had a great career, obviously, collegiately with the Lady Vols, and had a great WNBA career, and she's done a fantastic job as an NBA studio analyst. So,
it cracks me up when Shaquille or Charles Barkley tries to get on her skin. She just like waves it off. It don't mean nothing to her.
Yeah, she ain't trying to hear what them fools are trying to say.
Yeah, she don't care about. She's elite champion. She's in her own world. But yeah, wow. But a super career for Candace Parker. Absolute super year. All right, well, that's all I've got. Draft's over with, and I guess we'll get down to brass tactics late July, mid-July, and see where we go from there and see what kind of schedule. I'm just waiting for the date when the Titans play in Detroit. And, yes, Tennessee Titan fans are welcome to travel with us.
That's good to know.
Why not Thanksgiving? Let's have a Thanksgiving. Yeah, exactly. Titans
at Lions. Yeah, 12 o'clock game or 12:30 game. I love it.
Last time that happened, Jeff Fisher and the Titans just killed us like 42-14.
Yeah, and I was at I was at the last game when the Titans played at the Lions. It was Marcus Mariota to Hall of Famer Andre Johnson in the final seconds to seal that win.
Hey, real quick.
Me and Brian missed our flight home, by the way, because we got the time screwed up.
I told the Lion fan, I'm like, hey, the game's not over yet. The game is not over yet. And sure enough, look what happened.
Yeah. But, Yeah. All right, Doc.
All right. Hey, God
thanks,
bless
buddy.
You guys.
I might see you tonight, Midtown. I might be hanging out, so look for me. Bye, Dr. Detroit. That was enlightening. We'll come back and wrap up the show next.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King Show.
If I ever told you my disdain for spring games, they are useless, they are irrelevant, they are not representative of a real college football game, nor does it tell you what you need to be looking out for once your team gets on the field for fall games that do count, that do go in the record books, and do mean something.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Don't know if that's the appropriate bump back song, but, you know, we'll take it on a Monday. A couple minutes, Jim Rome will come your way. We got the McFarlanes 2-4, and then we got Braves baseball tonight. Late night, later, 8:25 pregame. They're in Seattle to take on the Mariners, the M's. So you can listen to that game here on WNSR. Some texts to close out the show here, Pat and Cook.
Yes, one final one. Our guy Schmitty texting in. Tim Corbin had a classic quote over the weekend after the tough loss.
Yes.
Yes, it was. Joey Dwyer put the quote up on his Twitter. It was a quote. It's a kick in the nuts, Tim Corbin said.
Yeah. They were leading in the top of the ninth, and they gave up a home run and the lead.
Yeah, one guy killed them all weekend long.
Yeah. What's that dude's name?
Hunter Hines.
Hunter Hines had himself a series. Yeah. That was,
of course, questions whether or not do you pitch around him. They kept throwing at him, and he kept making them pay all weekend long.
I can picture Corbett saying that. Well, it's a kick in the nuts, but yeah, we got great kids here. Yeah, well, he'll be on with us Thursday at 9:25. We'll see what he has to say.
They needed that one because the stretch they've got coming up is TOUGH.
Yeah,
Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky.
That's right. They haven't played Tennessee or Kentucky yet.
All mashers.
Yeah,
all hitting homers. All of them. Playing,
I mean, Tennessee's
very well.
Lineup is just relentless, man. They just mash, bro. Kind of like the Yankees over the weekend over Pogue's Brewers.
We should have had Greg
15
on
runs on Saturday, 15 runs on Sunday. Well, I sent them while I was at the game. I sent them the GIF of the old Tom and Jerry cartoon where Tom is spanking Jerry's ass. That's all I sent to him. spanking. You know me. I got to be petty about it. You
why
know.
Not?
Because I was nervous going into that series, man. Milwaukee's good.
Yeah.
Brewers are good. And like I said, I don't know. I don't understand why the Guardians are so good, but they are. But so we got going on for the day. We got to go down the street for a little business lunch.
A little business.
So we're going to break some bread and, you know, try to make some things happen. And after that, man, after the week I've had, I'm napping, bro. Workout, food, nap. Not necessarily in that order.
Right. I will do a little bit of that as well. I'll see you tomorrow. Well, I'll see you in a little bit, John, but I'll see you tomorrow as well.
And we will see you tomorrow. Jim Rome coming up next. McFarland's 2-4. Braves baseball tonight, 8:25 pregame. Have a great day, everybody. Hang in there, Preds fans. See you tomorrow.